This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier.
He's a ghost. You'll never find him.
I joined SHIELD to protect people.
Captain, to build a better world, sometimes means tearing the old one down. That makes enemies.
He's fast. Strong. Had a metal arm.
Are you ready? All it takes is one step.
People are gonna die. I can't let that happen.
Captain America needs my help.
When do we start?
We just did.
The price of freedom is high. And it's a price I'm willing to pay.
You told me not to trust anyone. This is how it ends. Everything goes.
Like you're giving the orders now, Captain.
Damn right.
How do we know the good guys from the bad guys? If they're shooting at you, they're bad.
And we're covering the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is the sixth episode of the fifth season. We're going to get help from fellow newcomers, super fans, sometimes people who've contributed to the universe. This is going to be 20 episodes, so we're not covering all of it.
And you can tell we've got a pep in our step because today we're discussing the second Captain America film, Captain America: The Winter Soldier. It came out in 2014. It's on Disney Plus. You can also pay to watch it on Amazon, Apple TV Plus, Google Play, and Vudu.
We're going to spoil this movie. It came out in 2014, so like get with the fucking times.
Yeah, this is phase one.
Shut up. We haven't introduced you yet.
No one knows who you are yet.
Sorry.
Just a voice floating in the ether.
Well, I guess we should introduce our guest.
Fine. I'm very excited for our guest, Iffy Wadaway. Iffy's a comedian, actor, writer who's appeared on Key & Peele, Workaholics, Comedy Bang Bang, and is currently a writer on Grand Crew, which everyone loves and Nicole stars in. And according to his own Twitter, he has reportedly been dying to be cast in a Marvel movie, and we can't wait to find out which one. So welcome back. If you've done the show with us before, we're excited to have you here.
You know, I'm happy to be here, happy to be in y'all's presence. As you can tell, really excited to talk nerd stuff. We're in my wheelhouse. You know, the only time I've been this excited was during Why Won't You Date Me? Because horny and in comics. That's what I'm known for. So now your boy is back.
Yes. I love that.
So wait, Iffy, have you seen all of the Marvel movies? I assume yes.
Oh yeah. Locked in. Got them all. Saw them when they came out.
Okay.
All those weird, like, I don't want to call them weird, but all those videos of people getting way too hype in the theater. Mm-hmm. I was probably in the background of one of them, like, doing a backflip, like, yeah!
That's why okay. You can't call them weird, because you literally are one of these people.
It is him.
So which Marvel movie do you want to be cast in?
Oh, man. I mean, any of the future ones, someone who doesn't die. I want to get on the Marvel bankroll. I want to be riding out with my boy, Anthony Magdaddy. I'm one step closer because, you know, it has been announced that he's going to be in the Twisted Metal show I'm writing for right now. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm going to be.
Wait, the twist of Metal Sham? Is that what you just said? Is that what I heard? Wait.
Twisted Metal show. You remember the video game Twisted Metal? You remember? Y'all remember that? We all equally remember
sure
Twisted
don't.
Metal.
It's and a huge part of our lives.
But yeah, he's going to be in it. So whenever I'm on set writing, I will be shirtless, popped off. So, hey, I got a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Right into my pecs.
I love that. Oh my God. Yeah, it's really key to be a character that doesn't die. Because you could be in these movies forever. But some of these characters, you think they die and then they don't.
Yeah. Nick Fury, we said bye-bye. And then we said, oh, hey. Mm-hmm. I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. Don't we see him later? How does he die?
But that was good, see?
I did appreciate it. Wait, Iffy, do you read the comics too? Do you know unmovied properties?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I definitely have three long boxes in my storage right now. I stopped collecting because after I had to move with those, I'm like, I'm done buying these comics. And then people were like, we're going to go digital. And then Comixology is under fire right now. It's on fire. They're moving it. And now it's not as readable. It's a whole mess.
Yeah, wait, my husband, Mike, has some sort of subscription to Comixology that I somehow get emails about. What is that?
So Comixology was this subscription service where you're able to read through comics digitally. But then it was then bought out by Amazon. And Comixology had their own kind of comic reader viewer and different, and it was very accessible. And now that it's going to be on Amazon, it has none of that accessibility. When there's splash pages is when there's like two pages.
Don't mansplain a splash page to me. I have no idea what it is. I have no idea. Continue explaining.
Yeah, it makes it super hard to see things like that. So yeah, it's, you know, they got to figure something out. Bezos, get on it.
Well, he's too busy at the moon.
Yeah.
he's flying Pete Davidson out there next.
You know, I used to tour with Pete and he's gone so far.
You did? I didn't know that.
Because he was on Guy Code and I was on Girl Code. So we'd be on Guy Code, Girl Code tours.
I didn't know he was on Guy Code.
Blossomed. Really blossomed. Wow.
See, that was the same thing with me and old Tim Tim. You know, I was in one short film with him, was texting him regularly. And then before you know it, he got an Oscar nomination and that number changed.
Wait, Tim who?
Tim Tim?
Timothy Chalamet.
That's what I was going to guess.
You know Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I call him.
You know, I feel like I got bumped down to acquaintance. Like before, he just met Naomi. He's come over to my house.
Wow.
We were watching the finals. But it was when Call Me By Your Name came out. And I remember I texted him and I was like, congrats. He was like, oh, thanks, dude. Da, da, da. And then a few months later, I text him again, get that green text. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He changed that
number. Timothy, if you're listening,
you sound like Nell.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet.
That's how I say it, because that's how it's spelled.
It makes sense to me.
Thank you.
Well, that's huge. He had to change his number. I'm sure everyone was coming out of the woodwork.
No, 100%. He went to acting school. You know his shit was like blown up. You know.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations on that Oscar. If you ever if you need anything from me, a pie, for me to do background work for you, just let me know. You know, hit us just up.
You know it was so many like so many whack texts from people who hated him.
Right.
That's okay.
Funny.
So wait, do you like the Winter Soldier?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of the Winter Soldier, especially like Cap and Bucky's relationship. I was real hyped when they went down this this route. Look, I'm a big fan of a metal arm. We all like a metal arm around here. And so, yeah, I was on board. I was Winter Soldier was truly like the hype. A lot of people at the time, because a lot of people will, you know, look back and be like, yeah, that was the one. But a lot of people at the time was hating on Winter Soldier.
Oh, hot take. Liked the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
laughed very hard when that man was like in the street and Captain America was like, Bucky? And it's just so funny to call a villain Bucky.
It's truly the best one that we've watched for sure. Yeah. But it gives me hope too that it's going to get even better, that we're going to enjoy things more and more if people now say that one's not the best.
Well, yeah, because the fun thing about it is you're having to go through all this like intro stuff. Which is why it's been rocky, but now you're off to the races. Like the pawns have been set. You're going to start seeing all these movies interact with each other. It's going to be super exciting.
Which
is your favorite one?
Well, my favorite, of course, is going to be Black Panther, which is why.
No, other than Black Panther.
Well, then I'm going to cheat and say the Winter Soldier, because this is when the Black Panther was introduced.
Black Panther's in the Winter Soldier?
Well, we don't see the Black Panther. We see when Bucky assassinates the Wakandan dictator. You see, that's Civil War? Oh, I'm too early. Never mind. This movie sucks.
Do you like this movie or no?
I like this movie. I just overshot the.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that was the whole. Okay. Now the timeline.
Well, we
got to.
Are we watching Civil War?
No, Leah? We're watching Winter.
No, but I mean, watching that?
Yes, spoiler alert. You're going to see the Black Panther.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that character was in previous films. I didn't know that.
Me either. So that's cool. And I didn't realize Scarlett Johansson was in all of these dang movies.
Oh, yeah.
Me
she's
either. I'm tired of Natasha Romanoff. What's her name? Romanoff?
No.
Romanoff?
Okay. I liked her the most in this one, though, because I liked the sort of, I don't know, present day feeling dynamic where she's like, just kiss me, pretend we're kissing on this escalator. Yeah. Yeah.
So you liked it, but her makeup artist did not like her. Her makeup artist said, let me throw bronzer wherever I can. I will not open my eyes while I do it. And then I'm going to send you right on camera and not give you a mirror. I didn't understand it.
I didn't notice that, but I liked her hair in this one better than the curly hair.
That wig was not it for me. There was no good part. I was like,
that's
who did this? Somebody hated her. And I was like, there's barely any women in this movie. And I know you had a budget. How come you didn't get someone good who likes Scarlett Johansson? Someone was like, tuh, tuh. I'm going to make her look like shit.
The budget went to the skin tight shirts and trainers. You know,
Oh my God. By the way, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Tight I was like, shirts. Are those CGI'd muscles? Like, what's going on? The muscles were out of control.
They really were. This was kind of like a sexier movie for me. And there was like only one kiss, but I was like, he definitely fucked that bitch in the bed that he thought was dead.
That old lady,
they fucked. And you know they did. She curled her hair on her deathbed for this man to come visit.
I have a lot of thoughts about that fucking old lady, because there was a point, first of all, but the first second you see her, she like turns her head like she's young. Like she's like looking at the picture, and it's like so easy for her to turn her head, even though she's literally about to die and she's 100 years old. And then her hair is so beautiful. And then her face was basically like a face app, like a filter on Instagram. Like it's kind of floating over her mouth sometimes. Like you could see if she like moved her mouth too much. Like the old lines were like, whoops, we can't find where we're supposed to go.
The director was like, stop acting. Your fucking thing is coming off.
It's too hard. I felt like I was hoping that there'd be some technology to make her young. And so she could get to have a one last hurrah with him or something.
That would be nice, but I do think they have the hurrah in that. But I would never curl my hair for a man if I couldn't get out of bed and life was hard. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm trying to look good, we're probably fucking.
She deserved it at that point for sure. She's waited.
Yeah, she waited a long time.
Yeah, when you wait that long, you got to. It's rude not to.
I mean,
I feel like you could have did the ghost thing where she turned young and then like people are like, oh man. And then she's old when they're laying in bed and you're like, oh, she was old when that happened. But that was the imagination.
They should have done that. Yeah. I would have loved that.
That would have been so good. Just so that we don't have to experience him having sex with a really old woman who's about to die.
but it's more romantic that way.
Everyone has a kink. I would have been fine with it. I really would have.
I don't know why. Well, I would have been interested.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Should we do the Daily Bugle?
Absolutely.
Well, the Daily Bugle is our news segment. We're going to give a recap of what's been going on lately in the MCU. Actor Aaron Pierre of the Underground Railroad and Old was cast in the upcoming... There's a movie that's called Old.
That's a tough one to have as your, like, if you, it was your only thing, because it sounds like they're insulting you every time.
Uh-huh. That is, I mean, the whole thing is funny. The Underground Railroad, Old. It is old. Was cast in the upcoming MCU film Blade. Wait, that's Marvel?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's starring Mahershala Ali in the titular role. Pierre's role has not been disclosed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you care about Blade?
Yeah, that's why I was going to come in and rant, because a lot of times people often credit like comic movies popularizing after the Spider-Man when it was Blade. It was Blade. Fuck you. It was Blade. Blade was the first it wasn't a Marvel movie, but it was the first comic book movie that really made people go, these can actually be good. But everyone always gives it to the Spider-Mans because they're racist.
Or Spider-Man, I think 3, where he's jazzy. That's what really stuck with people.
Yeah, no, I think it's because people often don't know Blade is a Marvel property. It is like a vampire samurai who's a black dude. What? I was like, yeah, no, that was in the comics, baby. That was like peak. When you look at like early Blade, you're like, this is peak Marvel 90s. Lots of pockets, swords for no reason, just guns. You love it.
That sounds great.
Are there a lot of other black Marvel characters?
See, that's where we're having a problem here. So you see where my mission gets harder is every time someone's get cast, that's one, that's one, it's the clock strokes darker for your boy right here. So I knew I wasn't going to get T'Challa. I was too young, still too young for T'Challa. Blade, technically still here. I'm in that weird, like, college age. And there's not that many college age, unless we do aged up Miles Morales, and everyone would be mad at me because I took it.
But that's good. That's good, though, because then as you get older, you're going to have more and more opportunities. I think that's perfect. But it doesn't work that way for women, you know.
Yeah. You die after 30,
they
right?
They don't want me. Wait, I don't think I could be in a Marvel movie. There are no fat people with speaking parts in Marvel movies that I've seen so far, except for the Hulk.
Oh. The Hulk. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think, and you might be right, Nicole, but you're going to get a text at like 3 a.m. when I find out. You're going to be like, actually.
Honestly, let me know if there are any fat people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Ooh, women. Fat women.
Did you think
I feel
of
like
a
there's
man?
A round man.
All right. I feel like Marvel experts already. I see the typing fingers. I got one.
There's a girl named Gertrude Yorks in The Runaways.
Runaways?
Yeah.
They're like teenagers. Right. They're cute teens.
Yeah.
Gertrude.
She's got a dinosaur friend.
Gertrude what?
Yorks.
Gertrude Yorks. She's a dinosaur friend?
Oh, she looks cool.
Yeah. Which is like the cool kind of like exterior Marvel stuff too, which like, you know, I got my eye on Young Avengers. Let's see what if he can do.
There's plenty in Young Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. But you know who I want.
Leah, I hate to rain on your parade, but she just got the big titties and a fat ass. She ain't that fat. No, I'm looking for like chonk, like rolls. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, the second piece of news in the Daily Bugle. The Academy Award nominations were announced, and the four films released by Marvel Studios in 2021, only Shang-Chi, am I saying that right?
Shang-Chi.
What?
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi. Ooh, God, I was so wrong. Say it again.
Shang-Chi.
And The Legend of the Ten Rings and Spider-Man No Way Home are among the nominees. Both were nominated for visual effects. Many also suspect that the two added categories, fan favorite and cheer moment, were an attempt to throw some unofficial love to the MC, there's a cheer moment.
There's in the cheer moment at the Academy Awards.
At the Academy Awards.
Yeah, they're trying.
I want an Oscar for cheer moment. Like I just, I mean, like I'll take it, but that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they added the categories because they're trying to get the Zennials. They wanna. So the Oscars are trying to do, and so that feels
so
like.
And so the Oscar for best cheer moment goes to.
Yeah, that it's sounds very like an MTV movie award.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also like kind of cool to change up the Oscars a little bit because it's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, categories change. Like we have a totally different model now for movies. And like there are good movies that aren't, you know, the same as like Call Me By Your Name or something. But but I mean, yeah, a lot of these movies have been nominated in different categories. So it's kind of interesting. Like, I don't feel like we have watched one yet that should get an Oscar.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe that's
I don't know. The visual effects on Scarlett Johansson pulling off her old lady face were real high tech.
Okay, wait, I did actually like that. And I was
did
like,
you?
Well, because I was like, this is actually kind of good for the time. Like, it was like kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like she pulled off an old lady mask. You know what I mean?
Where oh, I like, wish that's what it was. She like ripped it open and she's like, it's me, ScarJo.
Don't worry, I'm hot. Okay. Marvel Studios debuted the first trailer for the upcoming Disney Plus series Miss Marvel, which will introduce Kamala Khan, a Muslim teen superhero from New Jersey, for the first time. And there's
this
a trailer.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, Ms. Marvel, isn't that, what's her name?
Yes, Captain Marvel.
Hmm. They could have come up with some. What? Why Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel?
Well,
okay. It's
Kamala's
fine.
Story is I'm interesting okay. because she's like a super fan, so it kind of touches into that. But I believe I'll let the Marvel expert just correct me on this. But I believe they switched up a little bit of her like fandomness in this series because
it looks like it. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, she's a fan of Captain Marvel, so she models herself off of Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So it's deliberate.
All right.
And who is Miss Marvel played by?
Oh.
Kamala, right?
Oh,
no, that's
she's...
just her name. The actress's name is Iman Vellani.
Oh.
She's a little Canadian teenager.
Oh, cool. Shout out to Canada.
Wow.
Are we going to watch the trailer? Ooh, The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so first off, I just want to say, get it.
Hey, that guy's funny.
Oh, yeah, he's very funny. Jordan.
Kamala.
Firstman.
Another adventure shirt. Cute. She thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
You were a weirdo.
Boys. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I literally love this.
You're kind of on my shirt.
Sorry.
But you're staring out the window in your little fantasy land. Kamala. Hey. Already? Really? Come on, like.
Do I have to figure out my whole future before lunch, or is there like? Maybe they're right. I spend too much time in fantasy land.
That is not you.
This looks so fucking good. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
No, it slaps. I'm all about this.
That's a fantasy too.
Something happened to you?
No.
Also, this remix to this song.
Right? Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like?
Cosmic.
I got chills.
I
want to watch
that. I got chills!
But I never imagined any of this.
Do you even know what you are?
I'm a superhero.
I got chills again. Ew,
oh my god,
that.
I'm obsessed. I have to say this. I truly got chills.
I got chills
love this.
At the same exact time you did when she walked on those magical steps in the sky.
Yes! Yeah.
It's so good. Also, the cosmic line, which is like, you know, fodder for us dorks, because Marvel is typically split into like three major groups, which is your street level heroes, your Luke Cage and whatever, your global scale, your Avengers, and cosmic, which is like space shit, which is weird, which is why the Eternals were weird, no matter what people say. Like, it's supposed to be weird. Cosmic shit is weird. But that's how we're going to get Galactus. We need it. We need the weird shit so we can get the man who's going to eat the planet. This might all be going over your heads, but trust me, it's going to make
Luke
sense.
Who's Luke Cage?
Yeah, you Luke lost Cage. Us at Nick Cage's son.
Are y'all? Yeah. I know y'all are doing the movies, but I imagine y'all aren't going to watch through all the TV stuff, huh?
I think we're watching a little bit of what's it called? WandaVision.
Okay.
Oh, WandaVision.
If you get Jessica Jones, you get a flavor because her and Luke Cage date. Luke Cage was a black guy whose superpower was being bulletproof, which which is tight.
I get it.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was So he's really great. He's really like sped up for the times because he used to be like very like Afro. He was Power Man and he was like Sweet Christmas and he had like it was, but it was cool. It was cool. I'll bring the books over to your house, Nicole.
Mike Coulter was Luke Cage.
Yes. Looking real snaggish. He's real daddy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Mahershala Ali is also in it. He plays someone called Cottonmouth. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And Alfre Woodard is Black Mariah. Is there a white Mariah? What's a funny name for somebody, Black Mariah?
But yeah, but I say all this to say, I love Ms. Marvel because also not only is it just like such a tight, exciting show, but like I remember how I felt when I saw the Black Panther trailer because it was like, you know, it's one thing to have like, you know, a black superhero, but an African superhero as a Nigerian American. Like when I saw all those colors and like the Nigerian inspired like the blood rushing through my veins and feeling my face get hot out of excitement. I want that for just literally every person of color. So Muslim, I want, you know, let's get America in here so we can get the Latinx stand up. Let's go and get Asian Hulk in here, which that's not his name, but there was a Hulk and they made him Asian and people were mad at first, but then he was tight and people loved him. Let's get him in. Like I want everybody, like, let's go through. And every time.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's so true. Because watching that trailer just now, I was thinking about how cool that would be for little girls to see that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just like, it's just amazing. I mean, yeah, it's so special.
And she looked like a little girl. Like, she looked like just a normal teen. Yeah. And she wasn't made up to the nines. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah, not a CW teen.
Yes.
Part of what we were talking about, like, as we've been watching these is that, like, because we're so removed from this, I think I at least always forget that they're regular people who have a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And then to, like, see yourself reflected is just so important. That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, I love that.
I guess Marvel's great, and we love Marvel now.
Oh, look, shit. It only took
both of us were like,
episodes.
We have chills!
Yeah, look, when I heard that, I was like, okay, we won y'all over. We're only at Winter Soldier, and y'all are locked in. Yeah, I love that.
And I love the Winter Soldier, which I guess we should get into when we come back from our break.
Yes.
If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ooh, we back. Okay, so Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely did good, and so did the Russo brothers. They directed it, and then Chris and Stephen, they wrote it. It was released April 4th, 2014. Should we hop into our summary?
Absolutely. So here's the summary. While out on a morning jog in Washington, D.C., Steve meets Sam Wilson, played by Anthony Mackie, an Air Force veteran who works as a military counselor. They bond over their common experiences in adapting to life after each serving tours in the armed forces. Now, did you feel that Anthony Mackie quickly understood that this man had missed many decades of life and needed an update from the 70s about some music or something? I was like, what?
Yeah.
Did they explain that? Like,
they didn't. He like just kept, he was like, on your left. And he's like, oh, I hate that. P.S. I feel like you've been sleeping a minute. So here's some stuff you should look up. And then Apple was like, we need to be on that list. And then they mention, oh, then they go to an Apple store later. And I was like, all right, Steve Jobs, I get it. You really want your stuff everywhere.
I felt like in the Apple store, they really didn't show the computers. And I thought that was kind of good because it was like, it didn't feel dated, really.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see them.
Yeah, that's true.
That is smart.
Yeah, they future-proofed it.
But yeah, there was no explanation as to like how they actually became friends and how he knew he'd been sleeping for so long.
I know. And like, that's not weird to him. I mean,
yeah,
I guess we found out later that it wasn't, but
I mean, look, if I found a white guy from like the 50s that wasn't racist, I'm like, all right, you wanted to go once. I got you. We put you in ice.
He is like rather acclimated to now time. Like he's never like so many Negroes. Like he's fully fine with everything.
I even thought that about the wardrobe that he was just like, yeah. Well, she's wearing a hoodie. That's not weird. It's like, that is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that would just take forever for him to be reacting to everything like that, I guess.
So Natasha Romanoff arrives to take Steve with her on a SHIELD mission to rescue the hostages of a ship called the Lemur Star, which has been taken over by pirates led by Batroc, George St-Pierre. However, Steve discovers that Natasha has an additional secret assignment from Nick Fury to extract SHIELD intelligence from the ship onto a USB drive.
That part felt a little dated. Just a USB drive.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That and like this like big cameo from one of the formerly one of the greatest MMA fighters, GSP. That's the GSP was like a big MMA guy at the time, and when he was in this movie, everyone was like, "Yo, that's GSP." But now I don't know how close GSP is to any MMA right now. But yeah, he was that dude when this came out. So that it was a cameo. Yeah.
Oh, well, we didn't catch that one.
Didn't catch it at all.
that's why we have you here. So back at Triskelion SHIELD headquarters, Fury introduces Steve to Project Insight, a response to the Battle of New York that consists of three helicarriers connected to satellites that can neutralize enemy hostile targets. I felt like I was kind of surprised by how much I was getting it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, I really appreciated how they started in like present day with just like him jogging, even though he's jogging really fast. It's like, that was still like really got me into it. I was kind of like, this could be any type of movie I might just throw on. You know what I mean? I liked that.
Yeah. I like that as well. It seemed like they were like, okay, you just saw the Avengers. You hated it. Let's do something nice for you.
Totally.
Okay, so then he visits the Captain America exhibit at the Smithsonian, which I was like, ugh, weird. But anyway, which includes a video tributes to Bucky Barnes and the Howling Commandos. I forgot that was their name.
Yep.
As well as interview footage of Peggy with Peggy Carter. He pays a visit to an elderly Peggy in a retirement home. He also meets with Sam again at a veterans group. This was weird to me. I was like, why is he at the Smithsonian? Was it to establish that his costume was there and he was going to wear that later?
I thought it was to be like, he's a historical figure. Like, he made a big difference, and so he's in a museum now.
Also, that's the only way he can see his friends from back then, because they're dead as hell, you know? Like, and also, if I had a museum exhibit dedicated to me, I would definitely be, like, in the hat. But I would also, like, take it off every now and then. I was like, yes, me.
Would you really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know why you weren't standing by every Grand Crew bus, because that's all I would be doing, waiting at the bus stop, standing up. Oh, this is my... Actually, I got a car. What's up, y'all? It's your boy.
I mean, I did take many a pictures by the billboards.
You got them.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'd go to the Smithsonian if I was in it.
Totally. I like that part where he's kind of like walking through with his hat down and he's like just seeing how people are reacting to it and looking at the stuff, and it's hitting him emotionally a little bit. I thought when he visited Peggy, I thought that was like basically a woman's nightmare in a way, where like he's so young and hot and she's like literally crypt keeper status, like can't move.
But she was still getting it. She could curl her hair. Her fingers were nimble.
I like that your whole theory, Nicole, hinges on the fact that she can curl her hair. Like, that's why you think she can curl her hair. She can fuck. She could pop that pussy.
Oh, my she God. Can. I mean, the stamina of, like, sitting up in bed, curling your hair. She probably had to get out of bed. Yeah, I think she popping that pussy for some Steve Dick. That's his name, right?
Yeah, Steve. Oh, Steve. Okay, so meanwhile, Nick Fury discovers that the data on the USB is inaccessible. Suspicious, he informs Alexander Pierce, played by Robert Redford, and asks
Real
him
quick,
to...
I love Robert Redford. Oh my God. Have you ever seen Indecent Proposal? Let me tell you something. It is indecent and it is sexy. I like... Every time he did something bad in the movie, I'd be like, Robert, I love him. I love Robert Redford. He is so old and sexy. Maybe I just like old people.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're sensing a pattern here.
We're uncovering something about you right now.
Yeah.
I need to know more. I need to see Indecent Proposal. I've heard about that movie.
You have to. Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore at their youngest and their best. And you're like, oh, that's why they're stars. Like, everyone in the movie is so charismatic. Robert Redford is so sexy. It's a long movie.
So is the premise that, well, I obviously can handle it because I watch these, but is the premise that she's with Woody Harrelson and then Robert Redford wants to fuck her for money and she says
he goes, for $1 million, let me have your wife for a night.
Who would
and they're
say
like,
no?
we could never. Then they're like, maybe. And you'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. Ooh, that sounds good.
Good.
Okay. So Fury asks Alexander Pierce to request the World Council delay Project Insight. Fury leaves the Triskelion and is attacked by assassins. He gets trapped under a car and approached by a threatening masked man before escaping into the sewers like
this
Ninja Turtles.
Was fun.
Yeah, yeah. I also thought all the Nick Fury stuff was really fun in this movie. We got the most of him that we've ever gotten, and he's a great character. And I also like I was very intrigued by the storyline with him that, you know, we'll get into more. But like I thought, oh, he's got some secrets and some interesting stuff. He's usually just kind of there to guide a little bit. And so I felt like we got a lot more out of him.
But he was fighting. He was talking to his car. His car was like, we can't help you. I really had a good time. And then when he escaped into the sewer, I really enjoyed that too. It was fun. Okay, so Steve, he arrives at his apartment and he flirts with his neighbor, Emily Van Camp, who was great on this show called Revenge on ABC. I like
her. Yes.
It was such a good show. Okay, so he finds the injured Fury sitting in the dark, speaking in code. Fury tells, and it's funny because he was like, there's ears everywhere, and I was like, what about eyes? You're literally like notes apping him. And
I
you
know.
Don't think somebody
he's
can
like,
see that?
Hey, who knows about your wife? He's like, just you and me, but he's like, my friend. So they can tell something's going on when you're talking that slow anyway.
So Fury tells him that S.H.I.E.L.D. has been compromised and not to trust anyone, giving him the USB. The masked assassin shoots him through the window. I was like, oh, gasp. Steve's neighbor smashes the door. I was like, oh, what? And she's Agent 13. Steve pursues the masked assassin, truly throws himself out the window. I laughed really hard. Throws his S.H.I.E.L.D. at him, which the assassin easily catches with his what? Metal arm.
Ah. Oh, my God. Fury's taken to the hospital in critical condition. His heart appears to stop during surgery. And Natasha was like watching that. Agent Brock Rumlow, Frank Brillo, tells Steve he's wanted at the Triskelion for an urgent meeting. Steve quickly hides the USB in a vending machine.
How? He didn't have the key. I've opened the vending machine many a times at the UCB Training Center in New York. It is a thing. You have to get the keys out. You got to unlock it. You got to open the door. You have to pull out the rings. There is no way he did it that fast.
Did you get free snacks there?
No, I paid for all the snacks, except for sometimes I would take these Nature Valley nut bars. But I always paid them back when I got paid because I didn't have no money. So I'd be like, oh, okay, I got paid. So let me put like $5 in the thing. So, That's nice. I didn't want to steal from my job. They were good to me.
No, you're so nice. Yeah.
What a good person.
Every job I had before, this, I've definitely stole in some way. It's like, you gonna take my soul, then I'm gonna take something with me.
I never steal from my jobs because I don't want that karma. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like going out of a vending machine, it's like, who's getting the money then? Like the training center or like some vending machine company? I don't know.
Also, I don't know how that works. There's no bad karma under capitalism. As long as you're being a cog in the tool.
That's like your superhero motto.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. At the Triskelion, he is questioned by Pierce about who killed Fury, and Steve refuses to tell him anything. Steve's such a good guy.
He is. And then in the elevator, Steve is joined by Rumlow and several operatives who attack him. This was fun. He is like, anybody want to get out? And they're all like, no! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! He fights the attackers. He jumps out of the elevator. Again, I laughed. And drives away on a motorcycle. No helmet. Pierce declares Steve Rogers a fugitive. Pierce then goes home, and it's revealed that he is working with the masked assassin. And he fucking shoots his housekeeper.
Dude, that was crazy.
That was like... cold fucking blooded, and I loved it. I did love that.
I thought that was a really good scene. Like, so she's finishing up cleaning, and he gets home, and he's like, you can leave, and then she leaves, and then we see Bucky, right?
Yeah.
In the dark. And then
Bucky's in the dark.
She comes back
he's
and she forgot
milk.
Her phone, and he just goes, I wish you'd ring the doorbell, and he kills her with a gun.
I couldn't believe it. I loved it. It was so good. I said, Robert, how dare you? Drinking milk? So Steve gets to the hospital where Natasha has nabbed the USB. And he's like, what the fuck? And then she tells him that the masked assassin is known as the Winter Soldier, which is a corny name, but that's all she knows. She joins him on the run. They take the they take the USB to the Apple store, and they trace the location of where the information was written.
And we got a little cameo from DC Pearson.
Yes.
From UCB. As the Apple Store employee, and that was funny. And that's really exciting. There's some fun cameos in this. Danny Pudi. Mm-hmm. We got some fun people. They steal a truck and drive to Camp Lehi in New Jersey, where Steve trained. They find a secret storage room with a computer that accepts the USB. The computer speaks to them in the voice of Arnim Zola, Red Skull's
Wild.
Assistant from Captain America. This was crazy. This part
this was nuts. I was like, he's not dead?
That was really, he's like, I live in the computer now.
I am a computer person.
It was so goofy. That was a little silly.
It was very silly.
Because he was actively answering questions. So yes. It was like, this is advanced from when you made this, bro. Also, it had my favorite thing that happens when someone's talking to like somebody through a screen and he like punches it. He's like, gah!
And then he appeared on another screen and that made me laugh. Yeah.
And like, wait, so he was like, I don't have a body, but I live in the computer. And then he was like, okay with like killing himself when like the whole thing exploded. Yeah. I didn't understand that. I think he was sacrificing himself.
In the spirit of the movie, I think it was like, I lured you here. I'm buying time. We're blowing up. Sacrifice myself. But like, just plot wise, it was like, oh, I'm here to move the story forward and let you know what's up.
That's true. Okay, so that guy tells them he was recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D. after World War II and helped to rebuild HYDRA as a shadow operation. Zola implies that HYDRA assassinated Tony Stark's parents. He also tells them that he was working on an algorithm for HYDRA. Before he can get more info about the Winter Soldier, the bunker is attacked. Okay, so wait. So that was him trying to get info and then they were attacked?
Oh.
It wasn't him attacking? I thought he was kind of like, here
I
we go.
I thought he was stalling for them to like get their location.
Like. It was like, I'm going to give you all this information and just stand right there and don't move and listen to, and I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah.
When I think you're dead. And then hopping into a hole protected them from the explosion.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't buy that. No.
Well, he has the shield. We know the shield is the end all be all. That's all you need to know is if the shield is blocking something, nothing can harm them. So I think it was the way I think it was bouncing around is he's in a hole. The shield is over the hole. So the heat or whatever doesn't harm them because the shield protects all.
Wait, I have a question about the shield that you might know. So the shield is made of vibranium. Is
vibranium?
That what it's called? Who stole it from Wakanda?
You're going to have to keep watching.
Oh, we're going to find out. Wait, did someone else tell us we're going to find out? And I just keep asking the question.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna find out. And when you find out, you'll learn how it kind of gets distributed. But it all start. Everyone's trying to get their hands on it. But it is coming from Wakanda.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. They're gonna do a cool graphic where you see how vibranium came to Earth and all that. So Yeah.
Okay.
I like watching Leia's face light up when I mention these things. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's when I know I'm saying something that's right.
So it came to Earth. It's from outer space?
Mm-hmm.
From like a space creature?
Yeah, not a creature. It's going to be explained in Black Panther.
It is? I've seen Black Panther.
Well, then we already know. Yeah, we've both seen that one.
But
you don't remember at the beginning when they're like this meteor came and smacked right in Wakanda and then they had the vibranium and threw those.
Fact about Black Panther and me. I saw it in theaters. I was about 15 minutes late, so I missed the beginning.
Oh, wow, you literally missed that. You literally messed with everything I'm telling you.
And then I saw it at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was late again, but I saw 5 extra minutes.
Key details.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I missed it because I just forget everything, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you truly missed the specific part with explain.
Wow. Yeah. And that's all really I want to know. Yeah. Okay, Steve and Natasha, they escape and seek refuge with Sam Wilson. They go to his back door, and I was like, you don't know this man? Sam offers to help. Steve and Natasha and Sam capture and threaten Agent Jasper Sitwell, who's working for Hydra. Sitwell is meeting with Senator Stern, Gary Shandling, previously seen in Iron Man 2, who needed his nails clipped. They didn't look healthy. Another Hydra conspirator. Sitwell reveals that Hydra plans to use Project Insight as a genocidal weapon to eliminate people who they deem as potential threats using Zola's algorithm.
Can I just say regarding his nails, I feel like people don't look at your nails when you're an actor, and I always like want them to. Like, I know my nails are fucked up. No one's going to fix this. Now my character has fucked up nails or whatever. It's like,
I remember it's been stuck in my head, but when I was like in, I think, seventh grade or so, like one of my teachers were like, make sure you take care of your nails. I was watching this commercial and it showed their hand and his hand was so messed up. And I think about that every time I go into a commercial audition because of that. And then specifically today, I was watching a porn video and it showed a close up on the guy's hand. And I'm like, this is the worst place to not have your nails. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
touching another person.
Fingering people with dirty nails. You'll give somebody tetanus.
The worst. It was the worst. If I was like this close to like trying to get a super close screenshot where you only see the fingers to be like, this is unacceptable.
That is sick. That is sick.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That really takes you out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. Well, the trio is attacked by the Winter Soldier on the way to Triskelion. As Steve and Winter Soldier fight, the latter man's mask is torn off, revealing the face of Bucky Barnes. When Steve calls out to him, Bucky does not recognize his own name.
Which is very funny for an adult man to go, Bucky? And then Bucky to be like, who the fuck is Bucky? What are you saying to me?
Yeah, that's such a goofy name.
Yes. It's like, you think I'm fucking Bucky? Look how cool
he's like,
I am.
Do you see my whole look? Yeah. Like, my name's not Bucky, dude.
So Steve, Natasha, and Sam are taken into custody. But while they're in the prison van, one of their guards reveals herself to be a fellow SHIELD agent and ally, Maria Hill. Maria takes him to a secret facility where Fury is resting after faking his fucking death. I couldn't believe it.
Yes. Okay. So Steve remembers via flashback how Bucky offered him a place to stay so he wouldn't have to be alone after his mother died. In the present, Sam and Steve suit up to stop the Project Insight launch by breaking into the Smithsonian and stealing the old Cap uniform.
Gotta say, pretty upset to see Steve Little again. I hate it. It's upsetting.
I hated that. And it's even funnier now because we're so used to him. And it's like, that's not him. That's not who he is.
It's so funny because it's like, he's so buff. They're like, get buff and we're going to CG you to be Little. It's not going to be the other way around.
I know.
I have a special connection to Captain America's buffness because I remember right when the first Captain America came out, they did a whole Chris Evans thing on GQ. And I remember like when, you know how sometimes when they do interviews, they set the scene of the room. He's like, I sit in his Boston home, look on his shelf and there's a 5-gallon jug of protein. And I was like, yeah, I know that. Like, I know. And apparently, and he said his roommate was a trainer. And I was like, oh, I know exactly how you got buff, dude. You got fucking juiced up and you and your boys fucking hit the Boston gym and went at it. Like, that's how you got. You didn't go to no Equinox, none of that. You're like, no, me and my bros, we're going to fucking stick this needle in my ass and we're going to fucking push weight.
Can I ask you, like percentage wise, like how many people who are really buff are doing that?
Here's the thing is it's not the fact that you're really buff. It's always speed. Like, you know, if you see someone get really, because putting on mass is probably one of the hardest things next to cutting weight. So when you see someone get like muscle mass huge and they weren't like a, like me, I can put on muscle mass because I have a larger frame. So really it's like if I put in a little, but like if I really went like Ronnie Coleman big, like it would take so long. Ronnie Coleman's a huge bodybuilder and says nothing but a peanut before he lifts things. but like, yeah, so when you, that's what it is. But like, there's nothing wrong with it because we're not like in sports. You can do it. Like, I remember, was it Robert De Niro who, like, he said for Raging Bulls, he juiced? He was like, yeah, I juiced. He was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's right. We're actors. We don't have to, like, we're not going to be tested for PEDs. Yeah, I'm a fucking stick this shit in my ass so I can be a superhero.
Yeah, interesting.
Lauren, would you do steroids to be a superhero?
I would just do them for fun.
I'll go on the record. I'll do it. I'll do steroids.
You know what? I will say when you described it, I was intrigued. Like, I was thinking, what would happen if I did that?
Like, well, right? Like, because I remember I went, because, you know, I'm not doing the keto thing anymore. I'm just doing like paleo cuts, getting, but just so it can be more sustainable. And I went in and I was like, yo, what's a good like fat burner? To my guy? He was like, well, you trying to do hormone stuff? And I was like, what? No, I'm not. I was like, I don't want to play with that because also I'm like, every time you get into that road, something happens with your dick. And I was like, that's the one thing I don't want to mess with. Like, I'll on the pan. I'll take the pounder. He was like, the way he said it too, when I was like, so what would go into it? And he was like, well, there are some cons. I was like, so, he's like, but if you do everything right. And I was like, I don't know. You don't know me. I do nothing right. I do nothing right. I can't take this risk. I need my dick to work. I need it to look good. I want my balls to look good. I want the ratio looking good. You know, because, you
know,
that's.
Wait, do the balls get big?
The balls get small,
steroids.
You get small. Well, which honestly might be a plus because you might look like you're packing like a monster.
Yeah,
you know, because
some heat.
Yeah, because I do have like abnormal. You know, this isn't that kind of.
What are you going to tell us about your balls?
It's kind of big. They're big. They're like big.
When I went to Mexico, I went to a pharmacy and they were like, do you want steroids? And I was like, what made you think I want steroids? And she was like, human growth hormone. And then she took out a pamphlet and I was like, oh no, Adderall. No, I don't know.
That's too scary, I think, to like mess with everything. But I think what you're saying about how it affects the penis risky.
Here's the thing, and no shade to this man, because I don't want to deal with any of his fans. Look at Fear Factor and look at Joe Rogan now. That head is HGH. That's H. Right. That is, everyone knows that's a H. When you take human growth, you get a bigger head. And my head is like perfectly shaped.
Yeah, don't fuck with it. You look great.
Yeah.
You're doing everything right.
No, thank you.
I wonder, interesting to take human growth hormones like steroids, right?
Yeah, it's in the same like ballpark.
That's
very legal,
funny to take it. To sit to podcast, he needs his strength to talk for 2 hours every day, man. And his fans could come. They could come for me. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you going to say?
Well, look, Ben, now I have to step up to protect you. I was just talking about this the other day when who was that fucking guy from Monty Python? I was going to pull up on that old man for you.
John Cleese.
Oh my God. I was like, it's nothing. Like, I was already like, I'm so willing to pull up just on for my friends anyway, but then you're old. Come on. So I know it'll be easy. Come on. Don't talk crazy.
It was just so funny. I loved it.
I do. Nicole, I do love how you will retweet people who are mean to you though. Cause it's
well,
just,
here's oh, the it's, thing. Yeah. It's if just that absurd. Brings you joy. I can let you know. I saw it. I hear you. I don't know. My check's still cleared. Other people like me. I'm good. But like, if that makes you happy, then yeah, by all means, say whatever you
want. But also the Buyer Hive eats their, like, just destroys them after it. So it's great. Really it's a win-win.
People are so nice. That's so fun. I love to watch.
me too.
Wait, where are we in this? We have so much more movie left.
Oh, God. Okay. With Hydra agents prepare the Winter Soldier for battle, but he starts to ask who Bucky is and why he knew Steve. Flashes of memory show how Hydra found Bucky after he fell off a train, gave him a metal arm, habitually brainwashed him, and kept him in cryostasis between missions so that he would not age. Pierce demands they wipe his mind again. Oh,
Honestly, we have to really read. This scene goes by so fast. It's like, boom, he fell. We got him. Oh, no, he's angry. Oh, no. Okay, so we're not going to make him age. And then he's like, wipe his brain. And then he took in all that information and went, good idea. He didn't fight anybody. He said, all right, I do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to just let it rip.
So members of the World Security Council arrive at the Triskelion and are given access badges. They meet in Pierce's office. Steve, Sam, and Maria break into the Triskelion and take control of the communication systems. Steve reveals to the staff that they are Hydra infiltrators in S.H.I.E.L.D. Led by Pierce, and they cannot be allowed to infiltrate Project Insight. I hated this. I hate it when that man was like, did that come off the dome or did you write that down? I'm like, you know, he didn't write shit down.
Yeah. And I didn't like this whole Zoom thing that they were doing where they were like having a Zoom meeting in those chairs. Like it's there. I think there's literally a Zoom feature where you look like you're sitting at a table. And I feel like this is what they did. Like they have like where they make everyone at a conference table. It was like kind of good technology, but I sort of liked how they had that whole place looking. But anyways, okay, I'll keep going. Romulo and his men threaten an agent unless he launches the helicarriers. Agent 13 intervenes, starting a revolt on Captain's orders, but Romulo still manages to get the helicarriers in the air. Back in Pierce's office, one of the World Council members takes off a mask, revealing herself to be Natasha, which was not a mask. It was a digital rendering she peeled off with her hand like it was a screen. And I loved it. And she begins to upload all of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra secure files to the internet. No! Fury arrives dramatically on the scene and uses his eye to de-encrypt the files so they can be leaked.
It was so dramatic, but then I was also like, wait, does his eye have a power? How did his eye do that?
I thought he was like, I lost my eye because of whatever. Yeah.
It was confusing. Anyway, Steve and Sam managed to get control of the two. Also, when did Sam get wings? Did I miss that?
No, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
He explains, I think, that he was like, oh, I've secretly been part of this military operation and I have these wings. And they're like, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I think he said it at his house when they were having breakfast.
See, here's that stuff went over my head because I always knew Sam Wilson was Falcon. So I was watching the whole thing. I was like, when are they going to get the wings? And when he had it, I was like, I'm not going to ask questions. Put his ass in and let him fly. Let my boy fly.
That was the only thing that made me think like, okay, that's why he was fine with the weird facts about Steve. Because he was like, I also have superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But does he have superpowers or he just has wings?
He has wings and guns.
Oh, interesting.
And he be blasting.
He also said while they were at his house, he was like, do you guys want breakfast if you people eat that kind of thing? And I was like, yeah, they eat breakfast. It was such a strange line.
But like you would almost think that Steve wouldn't eat breakfast because he's 5 billion years old, that it's like nothing matters. Like he doesn't have to eat a strict diet. I don't know.
Okay, so Steve and Sam manage to control two of the helicarriers, but when Sam is going for the last one, his jetpack is damaged. He is forced to skydive down into the Triskelion, where he intercepts Romulo. Meanwhile, Steve confronts Bucky and tries to remind him of all the fun they had.
Back in Pierce's office, the upload has finished. So much uploading in these movies. However, using his mobile device, who's using the mobile device to trigger a small device in the World Security Council members' badges, instantly killing them. Wait, who did that?
Robert.
Pierce. Robert Redford, yes.
He be killing.
Then Steve gains control of the final helicarrier and Maria Hill changes their targets to each other. Natasha complies as Pierce's hostage, giving her time to disable her security badge while Fury shoots and kills Pierce. They escape and grab Sam from the crumbling building.
Meanwhile, Bucky continues to fight Steve before he passes out. Steve promises Bucky to be with him till the end of the line. Something Bucky said to him after his mother's death. Steve then falls into the water and is dragged out, somewhat mysteriously, by Bucky.
Steve wakes up in a hospital with Sam at his side. S.H.I.E.L.D. is now unstable. Agent 13 has a new job at the FBI. Maria Hill now works for Stark Industries. Fury goes off the grid. Natasha appears in a congressional hearing and challenges the U.S. government. The group meets at Fury's grave, quote unquote, because he's not dead, where Natasha hands Steve a file with information on Bucky and what Hydra did to him. Sam volunteers to help him search for Bucky and bring him back to who he was.
In a mid-credit scene, Hydra leader Baron Strucker, Thomas Gretchaman holds Loki's scepter in a lab in Sokova. Then he walks over to a pair of cells containing the only two survivors of his experiments. One is a man, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's running around at tremendous speeds. I was concerned.
That was stupid.
It was so dumb. The other one contains a woman, Elizabeth Olsen, who is like levitating a few blocks. This was like very Matrixy to me, and she causes one to explode. This is Wanda and Pietro Maximoff. Oh my God, these names. Strucker says that this is the age of miracles.
And then in another post-credit scene, by the way, my Disney Plus stopped playing it and put it into a little square and moved it across. I had to like go back and start
you
over.
You have to drag over and click on it. I was like so stressed.
Only because I knew it was there, but they didn't want me to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Bucky is now dressed in civilian clothing, visits the Captain America exhibit at the Smithsonian, and reads about himself with a faraway look in his eye. And there you have it.
We have Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It seems like y'all didn't pick up on it, but Pietro and Wanda are Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, which was wild at the time because this is Marvel did not have X-Men, and those are canonically Magneto's son and daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's X-Men is the one thing Nicole knows about.
The only thing I actually do know about. But that's wild because Quicksilver is what's his name from Mayor of Easttown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was, it was already established that it was him, right?
Yeah.
They weren't cast around the same time.
What? Oh, I guess because one is Fox, one is Marvel. So they were like, But then wait, how did they put Quicksilver in a Marvel movie if Fox still had X-Men?
As long as they removed him from being related to Magneto, they were able to have them because they were their own characters, is what I assume.
And they struck a deal.
Ooh, okay.
And that's and they were also not allowed to use the word mutant. So that's why he says it's the age of miracles, is because they're not allowed to call them mutants yet.
But now they can?
Well,
technically now they can.
Because they have X-Men back?
Yeah. Oh, and do you guys want to take one guess as to who directed that post-credits scene that you just called stupid?
That man who did the Avengers?
Joss Whedon.
I was going to say Joss Whedon, but
get him out of here.
Yep. I was afraid.
Oh, man. I know. It's the Joss Whedon stuff is heartbreaking. It sucks.
You can say heartbreaking because he was whack. When you like somebody and they do something that's not cool.
I have a selfie with him and a bunch of other black people at Comic-Con. I was like, well, we can't post this anymore. let me remove this from my highlights.
Okay, well, this movie did not win, or Captain America wasn't nominated for any major awards, but Chris Evans did win Favorite Action Movie Star at the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. The reception. This film seems to have been better received than the first Captain America, holding a 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes compared to the first Avengers 80%.
Yeah, no, I definitely fucked it up by, so here's the thing, is I totally forgot that this doesn't complete the Winter Soldier arc and that it picks back up because it is a major piece of when you see Civil War. That's the one a lot of people were like, meh. And it's because Civil War is like one of the biggest crossover events in Marvel history. And it gets truncated into everyone that they've kind of established at that point. But I was like, I get it. like we can't have a Goliath movie. We can't have it. Like, there's just so like the amount of like weaving you can do in comic books and paper versus like Hollywood, that would be the world's most expensive movie. So that's why people were a little salty, but I enjoyed it. And it introduces two characters, which are y'all going to be watching the Spider-Mans too?
I think we're watching all three or just one.
Two
nice. Spider-Man
Homecoming and Far From Home.
Oh. Okay.
Y'all wait, Homecoming, is that the one that just came out?
No. No Way Home is the one that just
came out. Why are there so many homes?
Because that was the kind of thing with it, is they all had home in the title.
Mm. Oh. Hmm. Okay, well, something else is that Todd McCarthy of The Hollywood Reporter said the film takes the bold, for Marvel, step of reducing CGI spectacle to a relative minimum in favor of reviving the pleasures of hard-driving old-school action, surprising character development, and intriguing suspense.
The Winter Soldier obviously raked it in at the box office, baby, like all Marvel movies do. But it didn't set quite as many records as some of its MCU predecessors. It earned a worldwide total, oh my God, $714.4 million.
That's so weak comparatively.
Yeah, so, what?
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with a little bit more Winter Soldier.
In DC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Trivia time. Okay, Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson wrote their own dialogue for several scenes they had together. Johansson also had the idea to wear a necklace with an arrow on it as a nod to Hawkeye.
Why? They fucking...
I know it seems very sexual to write your scenes together.
When asked why Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, or any of the other Avengers weren't called to help, the screenwriters explained that the movie only takes place over about 3 days. Therefore, the characters didn't have a chance to contact them because phones don't exist.
They didn't have time. Kevin Feige selected Joe Russo and Anthony Russo to direct the film on the basis of two back-to-back episodes of Community in 2009 they directed, with which Feige was impressed. Season 2, episode 23, called A Fistful of Paintballs, and season 2, episode 24, For a Few Paintballs More.
Wow. Is it Feige or Feige?
I don't know. I just made it up. Okay. I said it wrong Feige. Each time. Okay. Kevin Feige. Correction.
There is a Feige that I always mix them up. So that's why I always, there's another like Feige director.
There's a Feige, Paul Feige.
Yeah, that's who I met. That's
Paul Feige. That's who I met. Kevin Paul Feige, Feige,
who I definitely met. Feige. And I still somehow messed his name up years later.
Okay.
This
piece of trivia is juicy. In the comics, the Winter Soldier trained Natasha Romanoff and the two were eventually in a romantic relationship. I would like to see that.
That's what I want to. However, in the fandom,
the most popular
ship to come out of the Captain America movies is Steve and Bucky. Mm-hmm. Fan fiction about Stucky, the name for the pairing, jumped 54 places in Archive of Our Own shipping stats from number 76 to number 22 between 2013 and 2014, the year this film was released. By 2015, it had jumped up another 15 more places to number 7. Stucky!
Stucky. Okay, during filming, Sebastian Stan would walk around all day practicing his moves with a plastic knife because he wanted his movements to feel natural.
Wow.
That's funny to me.
That is funny too.
Anytime I hear that, I'm like, what is that like? You just sitting there, I'm eating a Nutri-Grain bar by Crafty and you just see him going at
I
it.
Know. It's so funny. Oh my God.
Boy, okay. Oh boy.
It's time for our segment, Is Chris in This? This is our segment where we have a yes or no conversation about if a Chris was in this film, like Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, or Chris Pine. Was a Chris in this film?
Hell yeah. Chris Evans.
Yes, he was. And we were so happy to see him again.
Yeah, I will say this. Nice body. Sometimes his face brings me back to Not Another Teen Movie, where I'm like, vacant. You were cast in that role for a sometimes you look vacant.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in that. Mm-hmm.
It's a great movie. It's a nice thing to visit. Is the kiss in this? Second new segment. There was a kiss on an escalator.
I liked that kiss. And there was another one, wasn't there? Or no, am I forgetting? There was definitely that one. I think there might have been one more, but I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I
liked it. Was there one in the car? Or no, I made this up. I was just hoping they would keep kissing. And I felt like there was going to be a romance with them. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, she was like telling him to go after someone else. Wasn't there like a moment where she's like, oh, you
there was
to-
a moment, not at the end. I think it was like in the middle where she was like, what about so-and-so? And
yeah,
he was like, I don't want a date. And she was like, you have time. And then he's like, you're right. My whole barbershop quartet is dead. And that made me laugh. It was pretty funny.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end. This is our segment called Five Stark Industries, where we read 5-star reviews. This is a 5-star review from someone whose name is Ha Ha Hee Hee Ha Ha Ha. And the review says, please make more episodes. Please do. And that's it. And I like
that's
that review.
Nice. I like it. So in addition to Apple reviews and newcomers, we're also reading reviews from Letterboxd, and then we're going to give each film a 1-sentence review and a star rating. For anyone who doesn't know, Letterboxd is a social platform where people can write reviews of films. You can follow our show on Letterboxd at newcomers.
And so here's a Letterboxd review from someone in 2021. This is a person named Lily who gave it a 4-star review. When your ex-boyfriend comes back into your life and starts causing trouble, but you still love him. Heartbreak. Totally.
This is from Lucy. This is essentially a surprisingly decent spy thriller where Steve Rogers flirts with all his friends. Love that. Lucy watched a different movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it that. But no. Okay, let's give our 1-sentence review of the film.
What a rip-roaring fun time. Ooh, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. 5. We're jumping to 5.
I loved it.
I'm going to give it 5 stars, too, because I think so far it is my favorite. And I would say almost feels like a movie, almost feels like a non-Marvel movie if you're someone who doesn't tend to watch superhero things. But just enough fun comic book stuff to keep you guessing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Iffy, what's your review?
Oh, my review is... it's starting to get good, y'all. 5 stars. Yeah, this is when Marvel's like really starts to take its stride and figures out the formula that has kind of solidified them, which is give your movies a genre. And so they went with spy movie with this. And you're going to notice they're going to be genre hopping with all of the one-off movies. Oh. And then the big popcorn flick is the Avenger movies.
Wow. Okay, well, please go write a review on Apple Podcasts. We will read 5-star reviews every episode and rate us on Spotify as well.
Iffy, do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely watch Grand Crew. You know, the person who plays Nikki, great. We thought long and hard what to name this character. We brainstormed for 3 days. How do we name this character? And we went with Nikki. yeah, Twisted Metal when it comes out. Play Apex Legends. I write for that as well. And yeah, if you Wadi Way on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to see, you know, thirst traps or whatever I got going on.
Yeah, there's plenty of that.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're a good follow. Yeah. People should well, check it out.
Well, we'll be back next week with Guardians of the Galaxy, which Ooh. I think I might have seen half of on my plane. God.
We might like this.
I know Vin Diesel plays Groot, so I'm into that. And he just goes, "I am Groot." Yeah. And I think there's a little raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that stuff too. And that's all I got though.
And make sure you look up the video of Vin Diesel reading it in different languages, because Vin Diesel requested to do all the different languages for Groot.
Oh my
Groot.
God. That's actually
does
brilliant.
Does he say, "Yo soy Groot"?
Yes, he does. Soy Groot.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I'm very excited. Yeah.
That's a good idea to do all of them, because, I mean, he just has one line. Yeah. Get paid for all of that then, too.
I love Vin Diesel. He is all about family.
Yeah.
He's my first crush. I used to have pictures of him all over my walls growing up.
Wait, really?
Honestly, your face has softened so much talking about him. You're like, it feels like you're so wistful. I can't take this.
I love him.
He's great.
Okay.
Never forget the drunken love dancing video.
Oh, I love him. He's wonderful.
Oh my God.
Well, bye bye.
Iffy, thank you.
Thank you, Iffy.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Was a HeadGum original.